Object of the Church. Object of the Church. Be yourself and be your divine self and have fun. Be your divine self and have fun. That's the object of the Church. We can all look at all the churches on earth, all the churches that ever were, all the religious organizations that ever were expressing themselves, and their primary purpose was to have each person be themselves, their divine self, and have fun. Each person be their ideal self and have fun. Each person be their wonderful self, their highest and best, and have fun. This is something quite ordinary, quite wonderful, quite important for all of us, because when we are being ourselves and having fun, when we're being our divine self and having fun, being our absolute self and having fun, being our highest and best self and having fun, then we are living up to whatever is the highest mode that we could ever choose for ourselves. Now, we can only choose for ourselves what we believe about ourselves, what we believe we are. So if we go around and we are lovely people, happy people, people who look for good, people who look for joy, people who look for peace, people who look for honor and magnificence, then we are the kind of people who will find just that thing. We'll find just that peace, that honor, that magnificence, because that's who we are. And as we know that's who we are, then that's what we express. And when we know that's who we are, that's what we live in every moment of our being. We sometimes wonder what a church is for. And many churches are the development of a community who operates to the highest good of the community and has everyone subservient to the highest good of the community. And the community leaders are usually the people who are running the churches. They're the people who are running the religious activities of the church. They're the shaman. They're the priests. They're the ones who do those things. Now, are these people who are looking for the highest and best of the community, looking for the highest and best in you, for your divine self, for your being yourself and having fun, are they looking for that? No, not by a long shot. They're looking for community operation, for community activity, for working together as an organization. They're not looking at being whatever is your highest and your best, whatever is the ideal for you, the divine for you. Now, this does not mean that what they would like as the divine for you is not a very good thing. It's a good thing for the community. But if you were being yourself and having fun, and then you looked at the people around you and you create them with your thought, being themselves and having fun, sometimes it would mean that they were not getting down to business and tending to the crops or tending to their job or tending to their family. They were tending to themselves. Now, we might call that an irreverent act, an activity that is not beneficial, but truly, when every person is being themselves, their highest and best, and having fun, then you can be sure that it is good for everyone in the community. It is good for everyone in the world. It is good for all. Because we cannot have two levels of goodness. We cannot have two levels of highest and best. We cannot have two levels of divinity. It just doesn't work out that way. Be your divine self and have fun. When you're your divine self and you're having fun, you're living according to your highest and best, and everything you do is beautiful and good. Everything you do is wonderful and noble. Now, for a community, for the highest and best, it might say, okay, this train is going to crash into these people. If we have it go this way, it'll crash into two people and kill them. And if we have it go that way, it'll crash into six people and kill them. Now, what is the highest and best? Well, certainly, we want to save the most people. But we have not stopped to think, why are we having that train crashing into those people in the first place? If we say all is in divine order, if we say that train now is stopped, that train now is doing its perfect thing and is just slowing down to a stop and nothing, or whatever we want to say. But we don't have to say the train is crashing into the people, that it's going to kill a few people or a lot of people, however we derail it or move it around. We say all is in divine order. If we could train ourselves to say all is in divine order more often in our life, we would have no trying experiences where we would have to say, well, now, two people or seven people? How many people is it beneficial to save? Everyone. It's beneficial to save everyone. We do not have those tremendous experiences that come upon us where we have to say two or seven. We don't have that. That's not our nature. That's not our beingness. What we do is we say, all is in divine order. We say, all is perfect now. We say, all is wonderful. We say, that is the perfect pattern. That's the ideal pattern. That's the ideal way all things are done. And when we say that's the ideal way that all things are done, then that's the ideal way that all things are done. That's just the way it is. That's the ideal way that all things are done. And there's no other way to look at it. There's no other way to look at how the ideal thing for all things to be done is. It is just perfect. It is just wonderful. It is just outstanding. It is just marvelous all the time. Because that's what it's all about. It's marvelous all the time, because that's how it works. There is no other pattern for it. The object of the church, per se, is be your divine self and have fun. Could there be any higher, any greater, any more magnificent object than that? That is the ultimate of good living. That's the ultimate of being a happy, joyous person throughout our life. That's the ideal of all life. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and live your life in the most wonderful, magnificent, fantastic ways. And as you live your life in its most beautiful, wonderful, fantastic way, it'll be to the benefit of all. To the benefit of the community, to the benefit of the church, to the benefit of people on this planet, people on this continent, people on that continent, all continents, people on all Earths, wherever they may be, universal. All are experiencing the divinity that they are. All are experiencing the magnificence that they are. The object of the church is to be your divine self and have fun. Be your ideal self and have fun. Be your highest and best and have fun. Be your highest and best. And what more could we want than to be our highest and best? What more could we want than to be the ideal being that we are now? What more could we want than to do that? That's the ultimate. That's who we are. That's what our game is, our goal is, our dream is, our desire is. But we forget too often to say, all is in divine order. And when we say, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. All is operating ideal, perfect, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. All is being its ideal self now. And that's what it's all about. The object of the church, be your divine self and have fun. And really, that's what life is all about. Know that I see all of you being your divine self and having fun as I see myself being my divine self and having fun. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.